Section 15, I have to read through.
So I'm just going to touch rough, I can't get back to it.
Okay, I've just been suggested that so that no one leaves the room in a hurry, we offer a comfort break if you wish to do so. Anyone? No?
He's good. I'll speak to him.
Okay. Lovely, thank you very much. So item 15 is the Growing Places Fund update. We're going to receive a report from Helen on an update on the latest position with the delivery of the Growing Places Fund programme.
So I'll sort of start off by looking at the updated cash flow position. This takes into account the changes that are outlined in the report, and as you can see, shows expected repayments of over 14 million in 2019-20. It is also expected that by the end of the next financial year, the GPF allocated to all the existing projects will have been transferred to the relevant upper tier local authorities. So there are a number of changes to repayment schedules outlined within the report. The first one relates to the North Queensway project. This project has received GPF investment totalling 1.5 million, and this has been used to fund junction improvements and preliminary site infrastructure works to prepare the site for development. The completion of the GPF works will enable development of a new business park, providing service development sites with capacity for approximately 16,000 square metres of high-quality industrial and office premises. The GPF has been invested in full, and the enabling works have been delivered, and to date £1 million of the £1.5 million allocation to the project has been repaid. The board have previously considered two changes to the repayment schedule for this project. However, a further risk to the repayment has now been identified. Whilst the enabling works have been completed, the development of the site has been delayed as a result of challenges in securing planning consent for the commercial development, and this is due to concerns raised by statutory consultees, particularly in relation to drainage issues on the site. To address this, Sea Change Sussex are now intending to carry out further site enabling works, including installation of pumping station and provision of mains drainage. This will hopefully address the planning risks and allow development to come forward. It is expected that further enabling works will commence on site in April 2020 and will be completed within 6 months. In addition, Sea Change Sussex are taking forward a planning application for 4,000 square metres of industrial accommodation on part of the site, which will also accelerate the process. This will present a number of options in relation to repayment of the final instalment of the Growing Places Fund, including selling development plots, rental income, or through the sale of completed buildings. Obviously, as additional time is needed for the development of these further enabling works, a further change to the repayment schedule has been requested, with the final repayment of £500,000 being delayed from this financial year to the new financial year. The demand for commercial space at the site does remain high, and it is therefore expected that the project benefits will still be realised upon project completion, just with a delayed timetable. But as this has been changed, the repayment schedule has been reviewed by the board previously. In line with agreed governance processes, this has been presented to the strategic board for their consideration. And in December 2019, the strategic board resolved to endorse this change. So moving on to Workspace Kent. This project was awarded £1.5 million as part of the earlier rounds of the GPF. And this project is aimed at unlocking jobs and employment opportunities by enabling increased provision of business incubator space and other workspace. The GPF funding is managed by KCC as a challenge fund, which is open to private developers, public sector and third parties and aims to bring forward business premises that would otherwise not be delivered. The latest reporting on the project indicates that a change to the repayment schedule is required. Through the programme to date, five projects have been reported. Four of these have been completed, and the fifth is due to commence shortly. A significant risk has been identified in relation to the repayment of one of the loans provided by Kent County Council. The loan recipient is currently behind on their repayments, and despite Kent County Council taking steps to renegotiate the repayment schedule in line with income received by the business, documentation has been submitted in relation to an individual voluntary arrangement. The outstanding balance on the loan is £18,767, and Kent County Council have submitted all the relevant paperwork in relation to the individual voluntary arrangement and are waiting to hear whether all or some of the funding can be recovered. So until the outcome of the individual voluntary arrangement is known, the reports will continue to show full repayment of the loan. However, there will be a high repayment risk flagged. Obviously, should KCC not receive the outstanding balance of the loan, the board will be asked to agree that the balance is written off as a bad debt. But this will obviously not come forward until Kent County Council have a definite outcome in relation to their claim for funding. Kent County Council have also made another minor change to the repayment schedule to take into account an adjustment to the loan repayment schedule for one of the other projects. But as you can see, the change to the repayment schedule is fairly minor, so there's not going to be a significant impact on the amount of GPF funding available for reinvestment. Eastbourne Fishermen Quay and Infrastructure Development Project. This project was awarded 1.15 million GPF in December 2017. The funding was awarded for the build of a fisherman's quay in Sovereign Harbour, which would to develop local seafood processing infrastructure to support the long-term sustainable fisheries and the economic viability of Eastbourne's fishing fleet. The project aims to protect the fishing fleet in Sovereign Harbour, safeguarding up to 72 jobs and over £2 million of revenue per year. Since the project was approved for funding, it's encountered a number of issues. So the original project business case indicated that the land required would be purchased to enable delivery of the project. However, the land was owned by Carillion, and before the land purchase could be completed, they went into liquidation, and as part of the liquidation process, the land was sold to a different party. So as a result, there were negotiations regarding the possibility of entering into a long leasehold on the land, which would still allow the project to progress. Agreement has been reached in relation to the lease. However, there have been a number of delays in terms of finalising and signing the lease, including ongoing legal discussions and delays in processing the title rights for the land. All of these issues have now been resolved, and both parties are seeking to sign the lease as soon as possible. In the meantime, work has been ongoing to discharge all pre-planning obligations to ensure that work commences as soon as possible. In addition, a construction contractor has been appointed, so work will commence as soon as the lease is in place. An updated delivery programme has been provided, which indicates that work will now commence on site in February 2020 and will complete in October 2020. Due to the delays in delivery of the project, revised repayment and drawdown schedules have been provided in relation to the project. As you can see, the revised repayment schedule shows full repayment of the 1.15 million GPF allocation within the 2020-21 financial year. The mechanism for repayment of the GPF is through a grant from the European Maritime and Fisheries Fund. This funding can only be released upon evidence of spend, and therefore the GPF funding is being used to forward fund the works, but then the grant will be used to enable full repayment of the GPF. So full repayment in 2021 doesn't seem unrealistic. Discovery Park. The board have received a number of updates on Discovery Park in recent meetings. Rather than cover all the issues with the project again, Just to say that originally it was allocated £5.3 million in 2015. And this was for the delivery of enabling infrastructure to support planned residential development on the Discovery Park site in Sandwich. So, following the updates considered by the board in September and November, Discovery Park have now indicated they no longer wish to proceed with the GPF funding, and therefore the project has been removed from the GPF programme, and Kent County Council have repaid the £5.3 million of GPF funding that was allocated to the project. And as a result, this funding will now be reallocated through GPF Round 3. This just gives a brief update on where we are in relation to delivery of jobs and homes from the GPF programme. So to date, 10 GPF projects have been completed, with 1,777 jobs delivered and 1,268 homes. There are some ongoing issues with obtaining some of this information in relation to some of the projects. However, we are continuing to work with local partners to try and secure this information wherever possible. Finally, just to give a quick update on the current round of GPF funding. So we are currently in stage two of this process. Following consideration of the expressions of interest by federated boards, 19 business cases were submitted for consideration and assessment by the independent technical evaluator. The initial assessment of these business cases has been completed, and clarification meetings are currently being held with scheme promoters to address any issues identified. So as you can see, business cases, the business cases submitted saw GPF funding of £47.43 million. So previously we've indicated that was £20.724 million GPF funding available for reallocation. However, taking into account the changes outlined in this report, predominantly the removal of the Discovery Park project, this has now increased to £25.481 million. However, we are still we've received bids for more than twice what we actually have available. So the next steps in the process are for the independent technical evaluator to complete their assessments, and this will present to a senior officer group meeting on the 11th of March. The outcome of these assessments will then be presented to the federated boards, who will be given the opportunity to respond in writing to the investment panel. The investment panel meeting is scheduled to take place on 17th of April, and following this meeting, business cases of prioritised projects will be brought to this board for final funding approval.
That's it. Lovely. Thank you very much. Okay, so a few things to note and approve. To note the updated position on the GPF programme. To approve the revised repayment schedule for the North Queensway project. Show of hands. To approve the revised repayment schedule for the Workspace Kent project. Show of hands, please. Approved. To approve the revised repayment schedule for the Eastbourne Fishing Scheme and Infrastructure Development Project. Approved. And to note the revised drawdown schedule for the Eastbourne Fishing Scheme and Infrastructure Development Project. Note the removal of the Discovery Park project from the GPF programme. Note the increase in GPF funding available for reallocation through GPF Round 3.
And it starts warm when you walk back. Okay, thank you.